You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to travel the world today.
We do.
With our friends from the Office of International Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University, Nebraska. You can learn more about Concordia University, Nebraska at cune.edu.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier. He's Managing Director of Global Mission Operations for the LCMS Office of International Mission. Welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you very much.
Wasn't that long ago we got to introduce you and talk about all the fun things that you get to do in your position as Managing Director for Global Operations, Global Mission Operations, I should say. Global Mission Operations, LCMS Office of International Mission. Does that all fit on one card?
Front and back. No.
Appropriately, yes.
So we need a Managing Director for Global Mission Operations because it's a very large operation, right?
Yeah.
We have missionaries all over the globe serving on behalf of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, working with partner churches as well. How many people do we have out in the field? Any idea?
We have about 92 missionaries.
92 missionaries.
Around the world.
And partnering with numerous partner churches around the globe. What does that look like? How are we structured when it comes to missionaries serving around the world?
Yeah, great question. So OIM is broken up into, there's the global mission operations, which I'll talk about in a minute, and then the global business operation. So my counterpart, Blake Warren, is the managing director of global business operations. And he oversees what you don't see in all the advertising and publications for our mission work. It's all the work behind the scenes in St. Louis. And so included in that is missionary services. That is the care we give to missionaries, the whole department for onboarding, training, facilitating home service, the short-term team workers that facilitate short-term trips with our regions for congregations, for universities, for organizations that want to serve with our missionaries around the world, global safety and security, and then, of course, our business operation, because things like having a visa when you go to work in another country or the ability to receive funds in a legal manner are critical to the work that we do. So there's a team of, I believe, 17 of us that are on the St. Louis side. And then when we talk about the global mission side, we have four regions, Latin America, the Caribbean, Africa, Asia, and Eurasia. Each region has a regional director and then a team under them that serve the missionaries. So my work is to oversee those regional directors and continue to interface with the work they have, which is with church planting missionaries in particular countries. It's with projects that are meant to serve, you know, the mission, or in many places we work alongside of an altar and pulpit fellowship partner, collaborating with them, providing theological education, seminary training, resourcing, as we collectively strive to, you know, plant Lutheran churches and take the gospel to those that have not heard it yet.
That's a lot of people and a lot of things. I know there's a lot of activity that happens over in OIM, just a lot of things that happen to keep missionaries supported, to help everything just function well. Talk a little bit more about some of the things that happen with the support staff and the missionaries and how all of that kind of works together on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's dynamic. And so each region looks a little bit differently, but all have a regional business manager that attend to kind of all things logistical as it relates to specifically our missionaries. And I believe we have, in almost all our regions, we call them a care coordinator, a human care coordinator. And the idea there is, you know, the work is really important, but so is the care for our missionaries that do that work. And there's a tremendous amount of stress and unknown that comes with being a missionary. I like to tell people that are thinking about missionary service or applying that, you know, your stressors here in the United States, they don't really go away when you move overseas. They're just heightened in really weird ways. And so everything from physical well-being to emotional support to making sure that transition works, children's education, kind of all those things kind of fall under the care of our care coordinators and our missionary services. And so there's this kind of, it's not a full handoff, but it's a kind of like a baton being passed between the St. Louis operations and the field, because missionaries, I mean, they're coming back and they're going out kind of on a pretty regular basis through the missionary service. So providing adequate training for our missionaries, not only for the work that they're doing, but how they handle, right, not just the work that they do, but also the situations that they encounter, you know, helping meet their needs, physical, emotional, family, are all kind of part of that responsibility. And again, it's a back and forth. I believe I just walked up here and our St. Louis side was meeting with our care coordinators. It was like a global care summit to talk about best practices and the ways in which they can care for our folks as they serve.
And certainly the operations, how we stay connected with missionaries in the field has changed over the last probably two or three decades in terms of technology and how we stay connected. How do operations here in St. Louis stay connected to those out serving around the globe? How do you interact with the missionaries serving in the field on a regular basis? And what does that look like?
Yeah. Well, I mean, technology, FaceTime, the internet, Zoom has made all of that a lot easier, right? And a little more instantaneous. So, I mean, from my position, I'm interacting mostly with regional leadership, but we do connect with our regional directors twice a week. So I do have a meeting, like I connect with every region once a week. That's usually me and Blake, my counterpart, and then the regional director and regional business manager, and we talk all things, whatever that region, right? Could be strategy, it could be missionary care, it could be gaps that we're trying to fill or strategically, you know, thinking for the next project. And then once a week, we do gather together with our regional directors all together, even with Dr. Rajak, our executive director, and we kind of talk more big picture OIM and how that news that impacts kind of our global work. Beyond that, connecting with missionaries within the OIM structure on the field, there's a number of reporting relationships and accountability for the sake of care and making sure that no one's slipping through the cracks, you know, work is being done. And so that looks a little bit different field to field, and I don't want to get too technical on that. But you know, at least from our office, we try to be out in the field on a pretty regular basis. I'm in between trips. This is my one day here.
Literally, I looked at his calendar. It's like, oh, look, one day.
There we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I do try to take advantage when I'm either at a conference, a regional conference, or some event in some country to spend time with each missionary that's there. And I kind of have my short list of questions to see how things are going, you know, where the struggles are, how he can support and serve them. So there is, I would say, good regular communication between St. Louis and then the regions. And then each region has their kind of iteration of how that care and how that communication happens. It's not perfect. I mean, we live in the age of the internet, and even with instantaneous communication, still things slip through the crack. But yeah, I think that the teams are doing a decent job trying to stay connected.
Yeah, it's in some ways easier and in some ways harder, even though we have the internet presents other complications that happen. I mean, we run into that too, working in communication and broadcasting. Some things are easier, some things aren't. You mentioned that we got you on your one day here. What are some of the things that you've learned through traveling and visiting the regions, learning about best practices, ways that OIM supports missionaries and that other people outside of this building can also support missionaries?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I mean, I'll lead with this. I mean, mission's dynamic, right? Mm. And so I think the only constant is change, right? And that leads to its own host of challenges. But I think one of the ways, and I think where you're going with the question, is one of the ways that, you know, we connect and support the mission and is through what we call foros, which is the Spanish word for forum. And essentially what a forum is it's a way to plug into mission work, whether you're actually serving on the field or supporting an organization that serves, or whether you're just a member of a congregation and you don't want to go anywhere, but you want to be connected. A foro is the gathering, a routine gathering around a table in a particular country around a strategic plan that focuses on church planting. And so we've been doing foros for probably around 20 years, mostly in Latin America. We have 12 up and running in Latin America, but at the 2023 convention, the convention put forward a resolution that this model be replicated around the world so that other foros established in other regions, so that congregations, RSOs, districts can come to the table and talk about what church planting looks like in Romania or Japan or Malawi and ask questions, learn about mission service, learn about best practices, pray for the mission, pray for the missionaries, pray for those receiving the gospel. Bringing human resources to the table, And that can, you know, be through short-term teams, through specialized vocational skills, and then of course, financial resources.
We're talking with Reverend Dr. Brian Gauthier. He's Managing Director for Global Mission Operations for the LCMS Office of International Mission. We'll learn more about foros in just a moment as we continue our conversation here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you looking to gain practical insights and spiritual encouragement in a format that fits your life? Discover the treasures of Christ-centered learning with Concordia University, Nebraska. Utilizing an online, self-paced learning platform, Concordia Nebraska's new Studia Vitae program will offer a non-credit continuing education courses featuring lifelong learning opportunities in a variety of focused areas. Courses begin in January 2026 and registration opens soon. Learn more at cune.edu/CEU. That's cune.edu/CEU.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're learning about foros. What is a foro and how is that organization or structure within the LCMS Office of International Mission helpful? How does that keep the organization organized? And how does that help me connect to what's going on in international mission? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. So the idea of foro came from, really started with our missionaries serving in Latin America and the Caribbean, correct?
Yeah.
What did we learn through those early days of foros in Latin America and the Caribbean that really helped us, it helped you realize this is how we should organize all of our missionaries?
Yeah, well, I think one of the things we discovered is there's a lot of people, individuals, congregations, districts, organizations that are all working in countries. And sometimes we don't realize who's also working in those countries. Sometimes mm-hmm. we're replicating work, we're stepping on each other's toes. So I think the idea with the foro was to say, hey, everybody that's in this country, we're going to meet together and we're just going to have a conversation. We're learning about what everybody's doing. And so it was a way to say, hey, let's not step on each other's toes. Let's not replicate. Let's figure out what's going on and let's kind of chart a course forward. I mean, there's always that meme, I think of the Spider-Man and they're all pointing at each other, right?
Yep.
You kind of discover that like, oh, well, we're doing this here and we're doing the exact same thing here. And well, we're supporting here and it's well, we should probably talk about this, right? Just for the very basic, like it would be good stewardship to figure out what's going on. So that's the impetus behind it, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, people love to serve, love to assist, love to support. And many people just, again, don't know where our church is working, in what ways our church is working. And so the foro provides that opportunity to plug in and say, I didn't know we had missionaries in this particular country. And I had no idea that we were doing this. And I'm really interested in that. I'm going to talk to my pastor or talk to my district and get involved. So, I mean, that's the early kind of coming together of the foro. Now it developed over time. And so, you know, in countries where the foro is well established, there's typically two meetings a year in country in Latin America. So missionaries would gather together with either other members of the mission, if it's an OIM mission field, or representatives from the partner church, if there's a church body with whom we're working. They'd review strategic plan, they'd do strategic planning, talk about where the needs are, how we can best support the planting of churches, whether that be through theological education, through various mercy projects that will connect people to the church, and, you know, establish that plan moving forward. And then as partners come around the table, they get to hear stories, they get to witness presentations, they get to go to churches, they get to see people get baptized, and they come back the next year and 5 years, and they see them confirmed. And it's a way for them to say, hey, we really value this particular work. We love what's going on here. We love the trajectory of the mission. And we want to commit to this. We want to be a part of this. And so it provides a collaborative and a healthy way for doing mission.
Why the focus on church planting? You said the main focus is on church planting, the strategic priority. Why is that the main strategic priority here?
Yeah, well, the Lord delivers his gifts, forgiveness, life, and salvation through the proclamation of his word and through the giving of his gifts and the sacraments. And so that's core to what it means to do mission. And so that's our primary focus, so that other people can hear the saving word of Jesus Christ proclaimed, receive his gifts in very real, tangible, objective ways, and rejoice in that. And so that's what we're about in the Office of International Mission, is that planting of Lutheran churches and allowing people to connect to it. And then where there are even established churches, you know, we're not necessarily planting churches for them, but we're coming alongside of them and providing them resources, training, collaboration, theological education, so that that planting of churches can go forth. And so the Foro provides that opportunity to kind of think through all of those things.
So it certainly provides, the Foro provides an opportunity for the folks in the field. What does the Foro have to do with me?
Yeah, well, it's a way to plug in.
Yeah.
It's a way to learn what is going on in the field. And so the Foro itself, the event, it's typically a 2-3 day event. So I'll walk you through what an actual event looks like. So the meeting would be hosted in a particular country. We'll say Belize, right? Mm-hmm. So the Foro in Belize, the team on the ground gets the agenda together, and that's an OIM mission field. And so there's a strategic plan there developed by the missionaries in collaboration with regional leadership as far as church planting, various sites, mercy work. And then there are a number of organizations, RSOs, that are working in Belize, congregations that are connected, individuals. There'll be an advertisement. We're going to have a Foro in this month. Come on down this day. And every Foro has these components in some order, right? There's some cultural event. It could be him going to a coffee plantation and learning about how coffee's produced. It could be we're going to do this particular tour. It's a way for those that are not from the field to get to know the particular context, the country, see some of the dynamics, and begin to understand a little bit about the place in which our missionaries are serving. There's always connection to worship. And so it's usually over a weekend where participants will participate in a divine service with the mission. And oftentimes big events are tied to foros. So baptisms, ordinations, dedications of spaces, celebratory events, so that those on the ground that are part of the mission or the local church can kind of see the larger Lutheran church that exists outside the particular context. There's reports given. So missionaries are, I'm a church planter in this area in Belize, and this is what I've been up to in the last 6 months. Here's what the plans were. Here's how things are going. We've got this particular English as a second language, you know, mercy project going. Here was the plan. Here's what we've been doing. Here's some of the fruits of that. And so there's usually a day of reporting. And then, of course, there's meals together. There's all the conversations that happen in between the formal presenting. I never knew this, right? What about this? I have an idea here. What are your thoughts? And it's just a great day to network. And then there's a business meeting portion where the plan has been presented and they talk about a budget for what it's going to take to get these projects across the finish line. And that's where our Foro partners often gather around and say, hey, we can commit this team to come down and help with this particular project, or we can commit this amount of budget dollars to help support this particular church plant. And so it really is a collaborative, you know, event. And again, Foros look different in each field. And as they launch, we have one in September, the 24th through September 30th in Germany. And it's going to be hitting up 3 different cities in Germany to see, work with the Persians, and then down in Berlin, ending up with a business meeting in Wittenberg. It's going to be a little bit longer because, you know, it's not a quick 3-hour plane ride down to to Germany, right? It's and you're dealing with, you know, 7-8 hours of difference in time. Yeah. So as Foros roll out in the other regions, they're going to look a bit different. It may not be 2 a year in those particular countries. It may be 1 in country, 1 domestic, where people are gathering together, reports are given. But that's generally, you know, what a Foro will look like.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people that serve on these Foros? I'm just really curious because it sounds real interesting.
Yeah. So I think we have 12 or 13 districts send a representative on behalf of the district. Mm-hmm. So they're connected to various Foros, again, mostly in Latin America, but beginning to branch out into Europe. Registered service organizations, we have a number of them that sit at the table. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through what they do, whether it be Christian education, right, or theological conferences, they take a seat at the table and they, you know, affirm the strategic plan. And then, you know, hey, we can commit to this, you know, conference or scholarship or whatever. Individual congregations, are a huge component. The last 4 hour I was at, there were representatives from 4 congregations that had been, some had been connected for just a couple of years, some have been connected for a decade. And again, that longevity, right, allows you to kind of see mission work is, I mean, it's exciting, but it often happens at its own pace, right? And then you begin to see tremendous growth. You see kids, right, or people that were baptized and brought into the church right after 10 years, they're serving as an important part of, you know, that mission, and maybe even considering seminary. Individuals, you know, I heard about so-and-so, or this missionary was my pastor, you know, before they took a call to be a missionary. And so I come down to participate in the 4-0. So generally, those are who you're going to see at a 4-0, individual congregation members, congregations, registered service organizations, and districts, along with the kind of the regional team and missionaries in country.
How do we get connected with a 4-0? Like, how does a congregation or an individual get connected with a 4-0? Like, maybe I'm interested in what's happening in this part of the world. How do I do that? Like,
yeah.
Call me up. We're asking for us.
Yeah. No, I mean, get in touch with the Office of International Mission and say, hey, we have roots and we've been serving here and we'd be interested in connecting to a 4-0. You got news on a 4-0 here. Let me know when it's starting. If you happen to know missionaries on the ground, talk to them and say, hey, we'd be interested in supporting the work going on here. Is there a 4-0 here? Can we plug in? We would love to have more people, right, participating in these 4-0s. So whether it be you're just interested and you're willing to kind of serve or connect anywhere, or you have a particular part of mission work you like a lot and you'd be interested in connecting to, I'd say reach out to the Office of International Mission, myself or Blake Warren. We'd be happy to connect you to 4-0s going on. If you like a particular region, feel free to reach out, you know, to regional director, the regional team and ask.
Mm-hmm. How have you seen 4-0s really benefit the work that's being done on the ground?
Yeah. Again, one of the benefits of the 4-0 is it forces a strategic plan to be established, right? To think through what has God called us to do on the mission field, or if you're a local church, what is the work that we have? And then how do we make plans to kind of carry that out? And so it puts an intentionality to the church being the church. And so I think that's one of the big benefits. It helps our mission fields and our partner churches think about mission work and planting churches, right? It's not about just building a building, right? It's about, you know, where are we finding opportunities or pockets that we could set up a preaching station? And it puts church planting kind of on the forefront of everybody's mind, because that's, you know, you meet twice a year in this forum to talk about that particular plan, right? It keeps mission and that kind of outward trajectory of the work really in front of our missionaries' eyes, our partner church's eyes. And that can be really encouraging, because if you just kind of focus on the day-to-day, mission work is terribly exciting and dynamic, but it's often slow and it manifests itself in really different ways. And if you're to focus on like just each day, what did I get accomplished today, that could be discouraging, because it could be as simply as like, I made it to the grocery store and home, right? Or, you know, I went to lead a Bible study today at one of the mission sites and like 3 people came. You know, you can get really discouraged, but that having that knowing the 4-0 is going to meet twice a year, that you're going to have people gather together, that there's people praying for you, and that people want to support, you know, that particular work, kind of keeps the goal of why we do mission kind of in front of everybody's eyes collectively. And of course, you know, having a church body, congregations or districts that are standing behind your work is incredibly uplifting as well as a missionary.
Right. So you said if we're interested in learning more about 4-0s, maybe how to get connected with a 4-0, to reach out to the LCMS Office of International Mission, what's the best way to do that?
You could reach out via email. That'd be the best way. I could say call, but I don't know the number off the top of my head. I don't even know my own number. But no, in all seriousness, just send an email to me or someone in the office, call the International Center and connect, you know, connect us to the Office of International Mission. And we will happily talk about your interest. And like I said, if I'm interested in Asia, well, we'll connect you with the Asian team and we can figure out the best way to plug you in.
We'll put that information in the program notes today as well. How to call the LCMS International Center and get connected with the LCMS Office of International Mission, so you can learn more about how to connect with a 4-0. What part of the world are you most interested in, Sarah? I know you're like,
oh man, that's a really hard question. The Germany one sounds really interesting.
Yes.
Anything else in Europe would be really cool, I think.
Yeah.
I'd be there.
You've been studying languages.
Well, Brazil, but...
Brazil, if I have a moment, that's actually a really interesting story. So yeah. Latin America and the Caribbean is celebrating this year, this whole year, 125 years of mission work in Latin America and the Caribbean. And Brazil was our first mission field in this region back in the early 1900s. And that's a fun story because now the church in Brazil, Lutheran Church in Brazil, is a full altar and pulpit fellowship church. They have their own universities and seminaries, and we're actually together working and sending out missionaries together. And so we call those alliance missionaries, and they do the same work that our LCMS missionaries are doing, but they have extra pastors. We have lots of work. We have an agreement. And so we have pastors from Brazil working with us across Africa, doing theological education, planting churches in places like Panama. And so that's when we talk about longevity, when we talk about kind of mission work being kind of a long game, that's what we're talking about. I mean, 125 years and, you know, we're mutually serving one another by serving the world. So, you know, the churches get planted and the work moves forward. This helps the Lutheran Church of Brazil as well find places for their pastors to serve, but also begin to develop their own kind of mission arm of their church body. Which is, it's been a really exciting program. I think we have 17 Alliance missionaries, and not just from Brazil. We have a few other partner churches with whom we send workers out to work alongside of LCMS missionaries.
I think that's a great example of the partnerships that we're talking about when it comes to Foros and the partnership and the collaboration that happens through Foros. The partnership and the collaboration that we have with IELB in Brazil is just amazing. And to be able to partner together to send out missionaries, alliance missionaries together. Right. Wow. Thanks be to God for that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending the time with us, helping us understand Foros. I had heard the term here at the International Center. I said, if I don't know all the details about it and I work right next door to them, maybe we need to talk about this on the air. And so thank you so much, Brian, for coming in and talking with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.